Somebody asked a question.
Could you ask people to mute themselves?
Can everybody mute themselves, please, that is on the call? Thank you. Time of Zion, I'm at base. Everybody is invited to be back live. Live in person. Talk to Gemara. We are up to Samach Zion of Beis. Tenth line from the top. Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Ibn Mishum Aviv. That was the opinion we didn't explain. We had Rabbi... Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back. I don't know if we'll say it after our lights already. We had a Machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, and we had two pshatim in it. Why Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai disagree? Is it because Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai is not worried about the minority, the significant minority of boys? So he says the majority is either girls or non-viable pregnancies, and therefore the Uber does not stop the Avodim from eating Truma, and Rabbi Yossi was Chayshish Lamiyat. Or there was a Havamidah to say that Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai holds, split it right away, put out Petrapsim in and split it right away. And Rabbi Yossi disagrees with that. We said he might not disagree with that. It might be a Machlokes in Chayshish Lamiyuta. So we had two options. So we now go to the opinion that was in the middle there that we didn't understand. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Habas Macho. Now, simply put, it seems to be that if there's only a daughter, then the Avorim can eat. And Aben ain't a Macho. But if there's a son, then the Uber hurts the Avorim from eating. Okay? A guy dies and leaves his wife pregnant. If he leaves a daughter only, so then, or he doesn't say only, just says if he leaves a daughter, then the Avodim can eat. And if he leaves a son, then the Uber stops them from eating, which makes no sense. Frek the Gemara, Maishno Bendeloy Machu Mishim Chalkashal Uber. You say by a son that he can't feed because of the shareholder that the Uber is, because you're Chayshish Lamiyat, right? Bas Nami Loy Tachu Mishim Chalkashal Uber. So if there's a daughter, Adarabba, there's a bigger chance that the Uber will get it all. If anything, if there's a daughter, the Uber has a bigger chalik. Why is a daughter can feed the Avodim better than a son? It doesn't make any sense. If you're not Chayshish Lamiyut, then by a Ben they should eat. But he says, Ben, you don't eat. That means he is Chayshish Lamiyut. Right? By saying Ben Loisacho, right, Ben Einamacho, he's saying we're Chayshish Lamiyut. That's what he's saying. But by Bas, he says, yes, Sacho. Doesn't make any sense. Dr. Gemara Amra Abaya. Okay, so let me explain this. There's a takana. We had it in Subbos. We had it in Subbos, and we had it in Baba Basra. And that is, the Chazal said, if a guy dies, and he doesn't leave over enough nechasim, machloikis, but I'll pick one of the two opinions, to feed his daughters till bas mitzvah, till they become bas mitzvah, till they become begaris, I think, till bagrus, which is 6 months after bas mitzvah, they take away the nechasim from the sons, and they let the daughters use the nechasim. If his estate is not sufficient to feed his daughters till bagrus, this is my yamin that says blessed, I'm not going to get involved, we take away the estate from the sons, and we say, listen, you're supposed to inherit, but your sisters have to eat, and there's not enough in the state to feed them, we will take it away from them, and we'll take it away from you, pashtus, the Gemara's going to get to in a moment, and give it to the daughters. So now, he leaves a daughter and sons, and his wife is pregnant. So the daughter is the one that gets the property, because there's not enough here to feed her to bagras. So we take it away from the sons, and we give it to the daughter. So if the Uber is a boy, he doesn't get, because his brothers aren't getting either. We took it away from the brothers, and we gave it to the girl. So the fact that the Uber might be a boy will not hold back the girl from getting it, and the Avodim eat Truma, because they're the Avodim of the girl. If the Uber is a girl, the takana of giving girls the nechasim is for living girls. We don't give it to Ubram. She doesn't inherit. And the right that she gets to be fed to bagrus is if she's born. She's not born yet. So there's no takana for her. That's why Rav Shimon Ben Yochai says, in a case when the guy did not leave sufficient inheritance to feed his daughters to bagrus, So we take it away from the boys and give it to the girl. The Uber will not affect that. Because if the Uber is a boy, he's not getting anything anyway. And if the Uber is a girl, she is going to get, but she doesn't get that only with the Takana Drabanan. And that Takana Drabanan doesn't kick in until she gets born. And therefore, there's no reason that Avadim can't eat Truma. That's what Reb Shimon ben Yochai is saying. Let's read it inside. Amar Abaya, Hakam ben Chasim Uatim Askinan. We're talking about there's not enough of an inheritance. There's a son here, because if there's no son, if there's only a daughter, there's no Takana. The daughter inherits, and so does her sister as an Uber. Right? Why not? Uber inherits. It's not a Takana, it's an inheritance. If there's only a daughter, then it's regular inheritance.
For that only living daughter.
There's one living daughter and an Uber.
I thought you said that the Uber is not
again. Only if there's a son with the daughter. Let me explain. If a guy dies and leaves over a girl, or five girls, no boys, and there's not enough to feed them by Bagris, we don't touch it. It's an inheritance. The girls inherit. They do the best they can. The takana is only made when the boy inherits. We take it away from the boy and give it to the girl. If the girl is the one inheriting, there's no reason for us to take it away. Why are we taking it away? The takana is in place. Usually boys inherit and girls get nothing, a right to get fed. So if there's not enough to feed them to bagrus, we take it away from the boys and give it to the girl or girls. That we don't do for an Uber. But if the guy dies and leaves only girls, there's no reason for the takana. There's no takana.
As
an inheritance, like his sisters, like her sisters.
No, but the sisters are alive.
Doesn't make a difference. Inheritance goes to an Uber anyway. We're going like the sheet that it says an Uber inherits.
And we're not
Chayshus Mutah,
so we don't think it's a boy.
We are Chayshus Mutah, that's why it might be a girl. Both are Mutah. Right. There's no takana in this case. Again. So, Zakti Gemara. If the fetus is a boy, not better than the boy that's around. We took it away. Ibati, amay akhla, why is the daughter eating with takanta drabana? There's a son. Why is the daughter getting anything? The answer is Rabbanan made a takana to take it away from the boy. Before the kid's born, there's no takana. The Uber is not kaina because the majority says, Manashak, if the boy doesn't kaina because we took it away from the boys, if the girl, she's not kaina because there's no takana for her at this point. And therefore, since there's no takana, the Rabbanan can eat because of the living girl. Bachi. Dr. Ashi ben Chasim wants him to take Rabbanah Shizainu, that the girls get fed. Rabbanah Yishulah Absachim, the boys have to go collecting. Biblically speaking, the son inherits. If the fetus is male, it's not better than the male that's alive that we took it away from him. Look him the Mishus Bas, and we put it in the daughter's Rishus. And if the Uber is a daughter, given the has Ben Zonkel of Anenu, Eil Uber Bas Chelik Behem, she doesn't really inherit Elibet Takanta Drabonah. Drabonah gave it to her, but Kamud Lui Nafik, if she's not born, they didn't give it to her. Zonk to Ashi, Lohachi Nakim Ben Behado, why do we need a son? Why can't we just say he left a daughter? The Eloi have a Ben, Islay Schiel Uber Nakevim and Derisim and Chasim and Tel Shirusha, Bad Yahad Bas. There's no son, then the Uber inherits biblically, like the other daughter does. And there's no takana. Takanas were made when there's a son. When there's no son, there was no takana. And the Uber inherits. And there was no takana that said, take it away from the Uber. There's a son and a daughter. Then the daughter can feed the Avadim. Avam yesh bam ben beloy bas, ain't a macho. So when it says habas macho means with a son and a daughter, the Avadim eat because of the daughter, based on the Takana Drabbanon. If there's only a son, then he can't feed his avodim because the Uber is an inheritor. Correct the Gemara. B'mayu kimtum in the chasim muatim. That means you're telling me that the Bryce is talking about the chasim muatim. Rabbi Shmuel Reb Yaisi is talking the case when there's not enough. Eima seifa. Teshema yimto uber zocher vein lebanet v'mokim ben klum. Reb Shimon ben Yechoi says, in the next Mandi Omar, he says the uber fetus might be male and inherits. You just told me it's the chasim muatim. He doesn't inherit. Reb Shimon ben Yechoi responds and says the son does inherit. According to this, it's the chasim muatim. The bride seems to be switching here. Zog to Gemara, you're right. Say for us the chasim muatim. Reb Shimon ben Yechoi is talking about the chasim muatim. You're right. Reb Shmuel is inserted here. He's talking about the chasim muatim. Reb Yaisi and Reb Shimon ben Yechoi, we're talking about regular time when the guy left enough money. Reb Shimon ben Yechoi inserts, if there's not enough money, this would be not halacha.
But the Reuben, he would agree?
Either to one or to the other.
Right, I'm saying
that. Right. Frech the Gemara can't say that. Because the chasim muatim, the banos ninu, are they considered the legal owners? Let's stop and think. The takana de rabbanon, that the girls get it and the boys don't. Are they the owners? Or are they right of usage? What would happen if the boys go and sell it? They sell the estate off. They stick it to the girl. The guy left over a field, not enough to feed the girls to Bagras. There's a takana de rabbanon. The boys go ahead and sell the field. The halacha is, Gomer Avatim Rabbi Yechanan, Yisraimim Shekadmu Amachu Ben Chasim Muatim, Hashem Achru Amachu. If they sell it, it's sold. Now there's Machlokes Rishonim here, I'll get to in a moment. But it's clearly owned by the boys. So why can the Avarim eat? Even after the Takana, it doesn't belong to the girl. She has a right to use it by Takana Drabonon. But it's not hers. How can the Avarim eat? Not her Avarim. If you learned the Takanos, we took it away from the boys and made it the girls, fine. But that's not true. The Rai is Rav Asi quotes Rav Yechanan as saying that if the Yisraelim sell it off, it's a valid sale. That means it belongs to them. Dr. Gemara, you're right. My bas, the tani aim. It was small, Rabbi Yechanan, but he said bas didn't mean a girl. He means the mother eats. Habas machu. The mother's avadim can eat. Because since there's a son left, the mother eats because of the living son. And she can feed her av de maluk. Haben, ain't a machu. The son's avadim, which are av de trembarzo, can eat because of the uber. The mother is unaffected by the uber if they're living children. Because she eats because she has offspring. Therefore, her avadim can eat. That's all it means. Bas doesn't mean bas. Bas means mother. So he's repeating Rabbi Yaisi. The Gemara, you're right. Kula Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi Kanar Tani Lo. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi is the one that told us his father's opinion, and he's just explaining it. You're right. There are no three opinions. There are only two opinions: Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoi. Rashi. Zok Rashi. Mashemachru Machru. Bekiven Delinya Mechira Bereshusayu Kaimi. Since they have the right to sell it, Heichiyachli. How can they have other meat? The mother can feed her avdi meluk. Kederuk shai she chelas like she eats. Vaben ainu machus avdi tzein barzom b'nei chalka shaluber. And the son cannot feed avdi tzein barzom because of the chelik of the uber. Now there's a machlokes rishayim here. Some rishayim learn that this right for the sons to sell it off is throughout. Father died. We put into place the takana. A year later, the sons can get sick and tired of watching their sisters eat and sell it off and tell their sisters goodbye. Goodbye. There's no estate. It's gone. So according to that, Agamar makes a lot of sense. It doesn't belong to the girls. At any point, the sons can sell it. If they're nice, they'll let their sisters eat. If they're not nice, they're not going to let their sisters eat. For nice brothers. We said to the brothers the correct thing to do. As long, let me let it explain also. It's more than that. Even not nice brothers. A lot of people don't want to sell off the estate. They want to keep it. So those people are affected by the takana till their kid, till their daughters become 13. 12 and a half. Till their sisters.
The takana was put in to help the girls.
But there's no estate. There's no help. What happens if a guy dies and leaves nothing? The guy died and left zero. Nothing. Not a...
That's a very...
Exactly. When the son sold it, there's nothing you can do.
No.
Yeah, but there's two things working that won't do it. Number one is it's their sisters. And number two is people don't like to sell their estate. People that got an estate, you have to understand in those days it was an agriculture-based society. People didn't sell estates if they didn't have to. They were desperate to sell your estate. Now, some Rishonim learned that, what? Again, I'm not passing a local advice, I'm learning the Mishnah. Some Rishonim learned that this right to sell it is till Bezin comes along and takes it away from them. Meaning the takana is not an automatic. It has to be enforced by Bezin. And therefore the Gemara's kasha is, how could you tell me bas machelis right away? It should have to wait till Bezin enforces it. But Edochidami, once Bezin enforces it, Avram Cohen would be right that they can't sell it. This is a machlokes rishonim. See, I have to be very careful because we try to bring a rise in this Gemara. Because why doesn't the Gemara answer that Bezin took it? Why doesn't the Gemara answer? Yes, it belongs to the girls after Bezin enforced their takana. And at that point, Habas Macho. The answer they give is because the Mishnah, Habas Macho is Mashma immediately, before anything happens. So therefore the Gemara says, before anything happens, it's not true, it belongs to the boys. That's how those Rishonim learn. The other Rishonim learn they can sell it at any time. So therefore the Gemara's kash is very strong. It never belongs to the girls. So there's two pshatim in this Gemara. Which we learn like the Rishonim that once Bezin takes it, they lose their right to sell it. Then you have to understand why is the Gemara bothered with Bas Machu. Because the Gemara assumes Bas Machu is right away, and that's not true. That's Machlokes Rishonim. This is Taisa Shekadmu that brings the two opinions. You want to look inside, Taisa Shekadmu Machru. Not such a long Taisa. Dr. Mishnevite. Hoberm. Now we're going to list a whole bunch of people. Some of them make sense to us, some of them won't make sense to us. Tomorrow we'll have to explain them. Tomorrow we'll explain each one of them anyway. So I'm just going to learn it without giving reasons. Hoberm, Ephidus, Hayabam. Somebody dies and leaves his wife. He has no children. His wife is a Shemeris Yavam. He was a Kayan, and the Yavam is a Kayan. Or Ha'erison, an Arusa, or a Cheresh. Rabbanah made a Takana that a person who's deaf-mute can marry somebody. Biblically speaking, a Cheresh is not a Bardas, and therefore has no ability to affect the Kedushin. Can't marry. Rabbanah made a Takana that a Cheresh can get married. However, he cannot feed Truma. Or Ben Teja Shalavi Emecha, or a 9-year-old, and we don't know what that means here. Paislin, they can stop people from eating Truma, but they can't feed Truma. Which would mean, if a Bas Kayan is left pregnant, she can't eat. If a Bas Yisrael is left pregnant from a Kayan, she also can't eat. The Uber can stop people from going back home, but cannot feed her. Demasu with a Yavam. If she's a Bas Yisrael waiting for a Kayan, she cannot eat. If she's a Bas Kayan waiting to go back home, but she's a Shemeris Yavam, she cannot go back home. Erison and Arusa, her father is a Kayan, she can't eat. She belongs to her husband. If her husband's a Kayan, she can't eat. Because Rabbanah made a Takana backing Subas, then an Arusa doesn't eat Truma. Cheresh. If a Cheresh marries a Bas Kayan, she has to stop eating her father's Truma. She's married to a Yisrael, rabbinically. If a Cheresh Kayan marries a Bas Yisrael, she can't eat Truma because she's not married biblically. So each one of those can stop somebody from eating Truma, but doesn't have the ability to feed them Truma. And Ben Tesha, we don't know what Pshat is. We'll leave it.
What stage of marriage is she? What if the parish is what? Fully married?
Yeah, rabbinically fully married, biblically not married at all. A cheresh has no das. A person with no das cannot get married. Came along to Rabbanon and instituted a takana to Rabbanon that there's a rabbinic marriage of a cheresh to a girl, any girl. A chereshes or a pikachas, he can marry rabbinically any girl. But it's a rabbinic marriage.
She never eats through the whole marriage? She never eats.
She's not married to him biblically. She's not his wife. And if she's a Bas Kayin, she no longer can eat from her father because she's married. Then Teisha Shadim Yemecha, which did not explain. Paiso Veloy Makila. Rashi, Uber Paiso Bas Kayin, she listens to Yisrael, Umeis Vinicha Mubaris. Bas Kayin married Yisrael and died, he left her Mubaris. Eina Machum, Bas Yisrael, she listens to Kayin, Umeis Vinicha Mubaris. That's Kayin that married a Yisrael that married a Kayin. She cannot eat Truma because of the Uber. Hayavim. That's Kayin she married Yavim to Yisrael Pasul Mitruma Saviya. That's Kayin that was waiting for a Yibum Yisrael cannot eat Truma. That's Yisrael she married Yavim to Kayin Eina Machila. That's Kayin, that's Yisrael who's waiting for the Yavim Kayin cannot treat her.
What happens during Almonis? I mean that she doesn't eat.
She goes. She has kids and she doesn't have kids. So she goes back home, whatever home is. She's not going back home. Yes. This is Machlokes Rishayim, Rashi and Taisus. Rashi holds that biblically a Shemaris Yavam cannot eat Truma. A Kayin married to a woman and dies and she's Shemaris Yavam. Rashi holds biblically she can't. It's not King and Kasbai. It's not his. It's his brother's. And Taisus holds biblically she's considered king and kasbai. Rabbinically, we don't let her eat truma. This is a machlokes rishayim.
If she's a kohenis, possible.
And married to a kayin?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. Good question. I don't know.
Why would she marry if her brother is a kohen and she
marries her kohen?
She marries a kohen, right? Why would her husband step in?
Don't know.
Everything's good for her.
I'm not sure.
What?
The long tithes. Tithes has your kasha. In the long tithes, Kenyan Kaspai, tithes goes into it. Did I pay you the $10 I owe you? I didn't? I thought I did last week.
Yeah.
I thought I gave you a 20, you gave me 10 change. First day you didn't have, the next day you had. But if not, here. You have 10.
I remember.
He's not your accountant. He's only your IT person. Talk to your accountant. They liked it. Ha'eretzin, bat kayin muretzes l'Yisrael pasla, bat Yisrael muretzes l'kayin eina machila. Ben tashana b'gabar b'farishla. Back to the Mishnah. Savig ben tesha to ben tesha shanim ve'echad savig she'enai, a savig whether he's nine or not, is the same as nine. We don't know what that walker we're talking about. Rashi, savig shu ben tesha. Going back to the line before, which we don't know what it means, so therefore we don't know what this line means either. Subic heavy beisares is subic lehevi. What happens? You have somebody who did kedushin, and we don't know if he's a gadol or not. We don't know whether he's bar mitzvah or not. Now, bar mitzvah biblically needs years and shteisares. We don't know whether he had shteisares. So she's a suffic arusa. Or, Nafal Habayis Olav Abbas Achiv. A guy was married to his brother's daughter and to a different woman. And Rachmana Litzlan, the house collapsed, and both husband and wife died. and left over the other wife, who now needs Yibum. But she might be a Tzara Tabas. She had a co-wife who was an Erva to the living brother. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven married Shimon's daughter and another woman. Reuven and Shimon's daughter were in a house, and there was a collapse. That means Reuven died, and Shimon's daughter died. Shimon has to do Yibum to the other woman, depending on who lived longer. If his daughter died before her husband, so then it's not a Tzaras Erva at the time of death. If the husband outlived his wife, it is a Tzaras Erva. Halacha is, Chaletas, Tzaras Chaletas, Loi Mitzvah. Rashi. Sabik Shehevi Shnei Tzaras, Lil Koyt, going back to the Avers, the 20 Paisalim, Wonky Gomer. Chotin Shekidah Shehisha, Sabik Hevi Shnei Tzaras, or Kedushim Kedushin. So Sabik, if he had Shnei Tzaras, then it's a valid Kedushin. Right? Sabik Shloi Hevi, Paisal. Last Koyt, I'm a rest of Slaymin Atrumah. Because it's a Suffolk Arison. We have to go to Chumrah. Suffolk, Nabu Abai is all about Bas Akiv Shi Ishtai. He's married to his brother's daughter. Suffolk, who may steal of enough Lushtain with Neakiv? He died first. They both fell the Yibum. Pateris Sarasim Shim Tsaras Habas. Suffolk Bas Akiv made Sarishaina. Could be his brother's wife, his brother's daughter died first. So Pateris Nafil of the Yibum. Since she died first, at the time that he died, we'll have a Tzaras and Tzaras Erevit. Now the Kulam and Meitzu Abinu Tzaras and Mutaras, right? We learned in the first Mishnah that if the Erevit died first, it's not a Tzaras Erevit. Tzaras and Chalas is Lema Tzavemes, Aydi Dari, Besavik, Lechumra, Tanin, Lema Dari. It really has nothing to do here. We're talking Truma. All of a sudden, in the middle of Truma, we bring in Chalitza. I know it's Masechtes Yevamos, but we've left Yibam and Chalitza a little while back, and we brought it in because we're talking about Suffolk, so we threw that in as well. Ha'uber. Now it's going to go through every case in the Mishnah and explain it. Ha'uber. E bat kayin Yisrael he pasula. If it's a bat kayin married to Yisrael and he dies and leaves her pregnant, she cannot go back home. Why not? Because the Torah says v'shava abeis avia kinureha. She goes back like when she was a single girl. Parat l'muberes. She's not the same. She is pregnant now. She can't go back the way she was because she is pregnant. Rashi, v'shava beisavia kinureh mashma bezman she doima l'nureh. When she's similar to the way she was as a girl, she's not similar anymore. She's now pregnant.
You can say Behula's also from that
community. I knew that was somebody was going to ask that question, or was afraid somebody was going to ask that question. I guess. I don't have a good answer, really. I mean, I can tell you what I think, but I don't know. One is a visible, one is not a visible, but meaning, had the Gemara made that drasha? Except the Gemara can't make that drasha. Because it says, the Bas Kohen gets married to Yisrael, and he dies, she goes back. Now she got married, she's a Bula. So obviously, the Pasuk doesn't mean to exclude Bula, because that's the very case of the Pasuk. The Bas Kohen married a Yisrael, it means she's a Bula.
She unfortunately is
not killed,
and she goes back to
Iraq. Yes. She then by whom? If she's nenser by a kosher Jew, she eats truma. If she nenser by a puzzler, then she becomes either a zayin or whatever it is. Yes. Correct. No, but he's saying if the puzzling is a shava, she's not going back. The answer is the puzzling is talking about a bula.
So she stays for 3 months. She doesn't go home for 3 months.
Are you afraid for pregnancy? Is that what your question is?
Yes.
Lucy eat truma? I believe it's a Beferish Gemara on Samach Tes Amid Beis. So stay tuned. We'll get to your question, Ramesh.
Okay.
That's the Gemara talks about there. That's the Gemara Sign of Testament Mays, 69b. Right. Back to the Gemara. Ibat Yisrael the Kayan who? If it's a Bat Yisrael married to the Kayan and she's pregnant from the Kayan, Yilud Macho, Sheni Yilud Eimacho. Right? That's for sure. Pasuk said Yilud Beisite. Rashi, Yilud Macho, Yisrael is a Chelis Vishur Benah, Eina Chelis and Ken Yolud Ben, a Yolud. If he's born, Ben Machos Imay Nafkalo B'Tayrus Kadam is the Yilud Beis Sehem Yechlu B'Lachem Mekar B'Yachilu. We learn not that a son can feed his mother from that pasuk. Yilid beit zayim yachilu belachma. They can feed their mom. V'achi yiludu the mashma says yilid beit zayim. That excludes a pregnant woman. Yeah, it does. Yilud beit zayim. I guess he doesn't include the pasuk. You're right. I guess. I don't know. Honestly, I can't answer the question. I think it's because we brought the pasuk earlier, but I don't know. Hayabam. Ibas Kaili Israel, he passed up. The Shavu Beisavia, Pratla Shemesh Yabam. She's not going home. She has to wait for the Yabam. Ibas Israel, the Kayan, he lay Machala. Kinyan Kaspa, Marachmana, by Kinyan Zachavu. It's not his Kinyan Kaspa. It's his brother's. Rashi, the Shavu Pratla Shemesh Yabam. She ate a Beshusa love it. Joshua, she can't go back. Dagidabe, she's bound to her Yabam. Now, this drush of Kinyan Kaspa, Beloy Kinyan Zachav, is the Machloikas reciting whether it's a biblical drasha or an asmachta. Rashi's opinion is it's biblical. And Tyson's opinion is that it's rabbinic. Biblically speaking, she could eat truma. The Rabbana made a takana, and Avraham Cohen wanted to know why did they make the takana. I think it has to do with when she falls from an arusa, she falls from a vesua, just confusing. I think they made a like plot, something to that effect. I didn't read the Tyson.
No, but she's taking the place of her brother.
Correct. Once he's Yibum, she can eat. Once he's a Yibum, it's his wife.
But
she can't hear? She's not Yibum, she's not married to him yet. She's waiting for him. That's the Zika.
Shabbat would argue
this, right? I don't know if Zika is the right. I don't know. Anyway, so my wife is resigned. I'm going to Taisa. She eats Truma. She's considered Kenyan Kaspa through his brother. It's only a Drabunan that we make this thing. Read the big sizes today. When you're waiting between the 18 customers that come an hour, fit in 2 minutes to read the big sizes. Do the customers come to your place, or they do it by phone, or by email, or by web? Right. Right.
I don't know.
I understand.
You know what? Personal thing would be Rebbe.
Vayrison, ibas kaili yisrael he pasul up. Like Dakanya, but Bavayi was kinder with kedushin. She's not a bas kain anymore, single. She's married. Ibas yisrael the kain who lemachulam mishim the ula. We had two reasons in Masechtas Ksubas. We're quoting one of them. If you remember back in Masechtas Ksubas, we had two reasons why an arusa can't eat chuma. One is she might share it with her family, and one is because he might find a mum. Ula is the one that says sharing with the family. Yeah. That's the one we're quoting. Rashi, the Tanya Bavaya, Mishas Havaya, Ipsilula, Silva Baskain, Kisil Izar. Mishin the Ula. Textus Ksubas Vaparak Avapi. The Dvar Tayra Arusa Basisar Chalos Vitruma. Ksubas says, biblically speaking, in Arusa Basisar Kini Truma, the Ksiv Kinyan Kasma, who Yachoba. Umatam Amreina Chalos. They might send her a cup to her dad's house. But she'll feed her brothers and sisters. Hacheresh. Why can't a cheresh? Why does a cheresh paisoveinu mahu? Zok the Gemara. Ibat kain li Yisrael hi pasala. Zakayin yibat kain to drabona. The bat kain married to Yisrael. He was kinder, but drabona. So how can she eat truma? Ibat Yisrael li kain hi le mahu. Kinya kasba marachmana. The high law of our Kenyanu. The mice said she's not acquired biblically. Rashi, the Kanta Drabono, the Cheresh, Abagav, La Bardasu, even though the Cheresh is the La Bardas, the Kinube Rabono Nisuan will come up and prepare Cheresh and also. They were Sakin and Nisuan. Brek, the Rishainim, why can't she eat Truma Drabono? She's married Drabono to the Kayan. Let her eat Truma Drabono. They answer, because they're afraid once she eats Truma Drabanan, she'll come to eat Truma Daraisa. It's really a Gemara later on. Gemara later on speaks that out. And therefore, even though she's rabbinically married, which would entitle her to rabbinic Truma, like Lamasho, biblically speaking, who into Rashi, the Rambam, you only have to give Truma off of grain, wine, and oil. Apples and oranges, and pears, and figs, only Truma Drabanan. To let her eat those Trumas. Answer is, the Gemara says, we're afraid if she eats Truma Drabona, she'll eat Truma Derais.
We have other cases that kibbutz is called a right? Or is it? But why are we at this question now? I mean, other cases also they had a kibbutz.
Where? Give me a case.
Didn't we have any cases?
You're the one that's saying we have cases. So Navy, so, you know, put up the proof.
Okay, what's with
Yavam? Yavam is kind of a derived son. No, it's the man is a cherish. He can't acquire. Truth is, it's the same if she's a cheresh. But we're talking about a cheresh, so therefore we say barking. Not married to him. He can't make a biblical marriage. Correct. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Ben Teish Hashanah. Now we want to know, what is this case of Ben Teish Hashanah? The case right before it was Yavam, Cheresh, Erison. Then it says Ben Teish Hashanah. Who is this 9-year-old that possels and is not machol? And if you were 8, what happens at 9 that affects pasul and not machol? Zok the Gemara. Kesal kedaitach b'shemeres yavam leben teisha v'yaymechad. That she's waiting for a yavam who's 9. And there's a difference if the yavam is 8 or if the yavam is 9. Frek the Gemara lamai. Ilamevso, is it that if she's a bas kayin waiting for a shemeres yavam yisroel, she can't eat? So what difference does it make if the guy is 9 or 8 or 7 or 6 or 5 or 4 or 3 or 2 or 1? Katnami mifsu puzzle. She's waiting for a yavam. Ilachule, is it to give her to eat? Katnami lemachol, makes no difference 9 or 12 or 14 or 25. Where is 9 come into play? Since when is 9 a factor? You could have a habamina. There's a difference between 9 and what? 8? 12? What is 9? Where is 9 coming into this place? If it's a shemeres yavam, makes no difference 9 or 5 or 25. And if it's a erison, 9-year-old can't make erison. So what are we talking about when we say 9 years old? Since when is 9 a factor in anything in our Mishnah? But what does it got to do with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is talking about acquisitions. You're right. A 9-year-old's bia is a bia, and an 8-year-old's is not. But our Mishnah is talking about acquisitions. Erison, Yibum, Uber is not 9. So he's out. So what are we talking about 9? Rashi, some kedaitach b'shemeres yavam leben tes v'loy barla. He didn't live with her. My hookah said not leben tes. Ila mifsal, is it to passel her? Rashmina that even the chazi will be a passel of azikas yavamim. Then he passes her because she's bound to him. Ayah leben tes. I'm a lekat nami. Even if he's 2 days old, even if he's 1 day old, the kamina baby shavu beisavir. She's not going back. Rashmina batzer leben tes. The Mishnah should have said any age. Ila chule. Chiddush is, even if he's 9, he can't feed her through Zika. Even if he's 25. The last king Yomayu, Dashmina begad liberation of Masisin. It said, Yapa made a macho. Then you imagine tomorrow, everybody should have a wonderful Rosh Chiddush.